Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. You should be a special from Rami Rashi Yichyu. The Mishnah in Perak Tamid Nishchat, which is the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim, tells us Tamid Nishchat B'Shmona Omed. So the Tamid Shal Ben Arba'im is Nishchat B'Choy Mos Hashanah B'Shmona Mechtz Shal Zmanias. The Karav B'Tisho Mechtz. The Shechita is at 8.5, and the Hakrav is at 9.5. Arvei Pesachim, but an Erev Pesach, Nishchat B'Shevo Mechtza, it's shechted earlier. B'Karev B'Shmeino Mechtza, and then the Hakrab is at 8.5. Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. An Erev Pesach, you have to bring the Karban Pesach afterwards. So you're makdim the Shechita of the Tamid. The Gemara there explains that the mitzvah the tamid mishienatu tzlolei erev, the mitzvah of the carbon tamid is when it starts getting dark a little bit, it's going in the direction of darkness. Mishienatu tzlolei erev. My time, Yomar Ko ben Arbaim, Meidno de Maschil Shimshel Me Oriv. It says in the Torah, Ben Harbaim. What does it mean, Ben Harbaim? When it starts turning into Erev, Mishasha Matrila Shemesh, Lentot le Ma'arav. So this is at 6.5 hours. That the sun starts turning to the west. Hilkoch b'shar yimayis hashana, zok the Gemara diik and adarim and adavis, shuvu b'meshach hayom etzich lakrivam lufnei atamid. For the rest of the year, that they're in adarim and adavis, that were brought b'meshach hayom, and you have to makriv them before the tamid. Rachman arla le'achel ve'ashlamim. So the last of the karbonos has to be the kam tamid shoben arbaim. So machrinan lei your machir the tamid tarti shosh shtei shos meazman shev shalakri von your machir with the chmoinu mechza. But barbi pesach and dika pesach achar of kadminan lei shachas. But an erev pesach that you have the carbon pesach after it, your machdim shachas. And you do it at 7.5. Rashi says, "Lefikach afpish is reason makdim in the mitzvah that kino la'achav nishavino dren meosim yishkar shalakrivam." Even though normally we say zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs, not only do we say it, it's even a song. So zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs. Nevertheless, we're me'acher the havoas atomid. In order that we should have time to bring in the Dharma Nadavas beforehand. So it comes out that you can really bring it from 6.5. Normally you bring it the rest of the year. Bishar Yimais Hashana. Your Sheikhet at 8.5. Because you have to bring the Dharma Nidavis. And an Erev Pesach, you don't do it mamish at the first time you could do it, but you do it at 7.5, so that you can bring the, have time for the Karban Pesach afterwards. But Akol Panim, you don't bring it at 6.5 an Erev Pesach. Why? Obviously because of the Nidharma Nidavis. So it comes out that you're bringing the Nidharma Nidavis an Erev Pesach as well. In the Pelish Ambur, the Sefri Zuta, in Parashas Pinchas, he brings a Kasha in the name of Rav Meir Arik, in his Sefer Imre Yosher, in Chelek Bei Simen Dalet, that we paskin, ein mevim kotchim the base of psul. You're not allowed to bring kotchim to the base of psul. You're not allowed to lessen the time to eat the carbon pesach. You're not allowed to be mamayit the time to eat the carbon pesach. Is going to passel it. Is discussed in Maseches Pesachim and also in הרמב״ם, פרק ו', הלכות הסבב, מפסולי המוקדושים, וכן אמרו בפסוחים, דף י"ג עמוד בייס, אין מביאים תוידה בחג המצס, מפני חומץ שבו. You're not allowed to bring a carbon toida on Pesach because, as part of the carbon toida, you also bring lachmei chometz. You bring arboim chalos, and 10 of them are chometz. And the kasha is, says the Gemara, pshita. Omer Rav Ada Bar Ahava, hocha. It's not talking about Pesach itself. It's talking about the 14th. And you're not allowed to bring the carbon Pesach, they're not allowed to bring a toid on the 14th. Because Kosovar, ein mevim kochim the base apsul. So the merit, ein mevim korban biyom, she yitmaet zman achilato shekavalo a Torah. And it's going to come to nicer. So since on Yudalit, you only have sheish shos lachilas chomets, mismaet zman achilosim. So normally for the Toida you have Yom Belayla. But if you bring it on Yadalit, it's only going to be eaten until Shei Shosir, Rashi says. And in Pesachim Daf Pei Ches, when you have five Chaburis and brought their Pesach, and one of them was found on the skin, that it was Pusel, it had a Mum, it had a Yabelis, it had a wart. So you can't bring none of them bring another carbon, and you can't make a tenai that it can. If it's a Pesach, it should be a Pesach. If it's a Shlomim, it should be a Shlomim, because then you're memayet the one that the for the chabur that wasn't yotze, because you're memayet beachilas Shlomim. Because if it's Shlomim, then you have 2 days to eat it, and if it's a Pesach, you have to burn it the next morning. So you can't make a tenai that it should be a shlamim or a pesach because on the tzad that it's really supposed to be a shlamim. You're memayid zman achilasa. Ein meviim kolchim lebeis apsul. You now let it lessen the amount of time to eat it, which will result in it being burned. Ulefize. Since we say she'ein meviim kolchim lebeis apsul. How can you bring Nedarim and Nedavos in Erev Pesach? Shlomim are eaten 2 days in one night. And if you bring a Shlomim in Erev Pesach, you can't eat the Shlomim. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, well, the Pesach is only until Chatzos. And after Chatzos, you can't eat the Shlomim. It's ain't maftir nachar Pesach. Ibazoi ha-mimayit b'zman achila Shlomim. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how you bring Nedarim and Nedavos in Erev Pesach, as we saw before, you can do that. Because you can only eat them until Chatzos, which is less than the amount of time they're normally supposed to have. So you're maybe in Kolchim Lebeis Apsul. So mechatzos ad haboker, you're not allowed to eat. So you can eat the shlamim. You're not going to have to burn it in the morning. In the case where you're bringing it as a shlamim as a neder and a dava, after chatzos you're not allowed to eat it anymore, because ein maftir nachar pesach hafikayim. And according to Rabbi Zimin Zaria, you have to eat the carbon pesach by chatzos, and therefore you can't eat the shlamim afterwards. Now the next morning you can eat it, but you're not going to be able to eat it from Chatzos until the morning. And according to the Chacham Tzvi, the famous Tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi that everybody quotes, the Simukuf Min Aleph, that we pass, you're not allowed to be Memayit Zman Achilas Kochim, is even Be'emtzis Zman Achilasim. So if you bring the Darm and the Davos in Erev Pesach, from Chatzos till morning, you're not going to be able to eat it. That's an Mitzvah Manachilas, and that's called bringing Kachim Lebeis Apsul. So in the Sefer Shalmei Simcha, Hagaon Reb Simcha Elberg, one of my favorite svarim over the years, I really enjoyed learning the Sefer Shalmei Simcha. It's just a collection of art, not just, but it's a collection of articles that he wrote in Hapardes. Reb Elberg was the editor of the great Torah journal Hapardes, Zichrono Levracha. Hawaii should come back. So this is in the very first siman in Chelek Hay. And he says that here there's no shayla of Ein Maftirin, because the Avnei Nezer and Ayur Chayim Huchas Pesach Simin Shin Pei Aleph was Mechadish, that the one who holds that Ein Pesach Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos, as Ein Shum Chiyuv Sheyishor Tama Pesach Bepiv La'acha Chatzos Vein Din Maftirin. In other words, if you hold that Pesach is eaten until Chatzos, so that means that the Tam of Pesach only has to remain in your mouth until Chatzos. And after Chatzos, you can eat again. Because only when there's this mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, then there's a din of Ein Maftirin. And after Chatzos, the Eino Nechol L'Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, in other words, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, famous Tanai of Avnei Nezer, right, that you eat the Afikomen before Chatzos, and you make a Tanai. The halacha is like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, I was Yotzei then, and that's it. Now I'm allowed to eat again after Chatzos. The halacha is not like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, then I'm allowed to continue eating. So the same thing, it's all based on the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, you eat before Chatzos. And then after Chatzos, according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, you can eat again. The time of the Pesach doesn't have to stay in your mouth until after Chatzos. Just eat. The last thing you're going to eat is before Chatzos, is the Korban Pesach. And then the Shlamim, you can eat weiter and then after Chatzos. And just like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, you hold that the Pesach is Nechal Kol HaLaila. You're allowed to eat the next morning, you're allowed to eat the Shlamim. There's no Chiv of Achilas Pesach. So too, according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that the Pesach is only eaten until Chatzos. So after Chatzos, which is not this mana mitzvah, you're allowed to already eat the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to eat the Shlamim. There's no din of Ein Maftirin. So lefi the Bakanta Avnei Nezer, we don't have a kash anymore. How are you bringing the Shlamim lebeis Hapsul? Ah, you're not going to be able to eat it from Chatzos until Elas HaShachar. You are. Meaning, before Chatzos, eat your Pesach, and now you have to have time of Pesach until Chatzos. And then Vayter, you can eat it the whole night. You can eat the rest of the night. You can eat your Shlamim. You can eat your Nedarim and Nedavos. And in fact, there's a letter from Rav Meir Dan Plotsky. We've been there. It was his Yortzeit this week. Vav v'Nisan. We had a number of shiurim. We are very big chassidim of Rav Meir Dan Plotsky, the Baal HaKli Chemda, the Baal HaChemda Yisrael. So he took answers like this based on his Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer. Two of the greatest Poilus HaGoyinim. Avnei Nezer was so chashiv. You see, it was Talmidim, where you see from when your Talmidim are Goyinei Goyinim, so you see who the Rebbe is. Unfortunately, Avnei Nezer doesn't get the press he deserves. He needs a website. He needs avneinezer.com. People should learn his Torah. But he needs a parashin. That's the problem. It's not easy to read. So hopefully one day somebody will come out with a sefer, with annotations and notes and comments and insights and explanations of the Avnei Nezer, and bring his Torah to the world. Actually, they already did it for a number of his tshuvas on Chanukah and Purim. But hopefully they'll expand that. This kasha. How are you allowed to bring the Dharma Davis in Erev Yontif? And the teretz is, you're a ma'it manachilasim, because you're not allowed to eat them from Chatzos until the morning. The answer is, according to the Avnei Nezer, you're allowed to. Because you eat, the last thing you eat the night is the Korban Pesach, and then noch then, and then noch Chatzos, after Chatzos, you can already eat the Shlamim again, the Dharma Davis. So that's the teretz Avnei of the Meir Dan Plotsky. Rav Elberg Zechut Sanatik Vavacha writes, Kamo Shekasafti Oni, V'tehila Lakel Shekivanti L'dvarav. Uma shenira bezeh, he adds. In Torah's Kohan and Parashat Tzav, it says, V'yom akrivo es zivchoi. Mitzvah lechol mimenu b'yom harishon. Yochol l'yom echol, tamad loymer m'machos. Imi machos yochol mitzvah lechol l'shnei yomim. Tamad loymer v'an noyser, im hoysir hoysir. It's a mitzvah to eat on the first day. I might think, only one day, tamad loymer m'machos. You can eat morgan as well. You can eat the next day as well. If mi machros yachol mitzvah lechol shnei yamin, if it's mi machros, then it must be a mitzvah equal eating 2 days. Tamid lo mervan noiser. No, what's left over? What's left over? Im hoisir hoisir. If you left it over, then you can eat it. But it's really a mitzvah to eat it on the first day. The Ramban in Parshas Tzav. Right, so Ulefi daiti, inyan, she'amar ha'kosov hazeh ba'avur she'amar b'yom ha'krivot zivcho ye'achel imimokharat, ye'e b'mashma shtey mitzvah she'yochal shnei yamin, yochal mekcato b'yom ha'rishon v'yaniach mekcato l'machar. V'yikach ha'zar l'va'er v'anotar mimeno b'rishon ye'achel umimokharat, lo she'yashir mimeno b'kavana v'lo she'yeh rashay l'aniach kulo l'yom imokharat, המצא שיוכל מן הבראשון, והנותר במקרה יוכל במוחרת, הנזכר, והעניין הזה, מדברי רבותינו למדונו, בתורת כהנים ביום הקריבו. מה כוונת הרמב"ן? לכאורה, with the Ramban is saying is, that shlomim that are eaten on 2 days, the mitzvah is to eat it on the first day, and if he left it over, you can also eat it on the second day, and you get the mitzvah of achilas kotshim, and you eat it on the second day as well. But it's more choshuv to eat it on the first day. And according to those who show them, hold that even kachim kalam is mitzvah zesei v'chilas kachim. So you makayim the mitzvah v'chilas shlom on the second day, just like on the first day. But it's better to eat it on the first day. That's pashtus haramban, and that's how he understands the Torah's Kohanim that we read. It's takos how I understood the Torah's Kohanim that we read. So I'm in good company. Lahavdil, obviously, 270 trillion havdalas between me and the Ramban. However, Rav Elberg wants to say a different kavon in the Ramban. B'chol ha-korban in echal, every korban that's eaten is a mitzvah to eat it. Lav dafka kochim kochim, kochim kalam also. Rashi, psochem, nintes, amad aleph, Ramban, say for a mitzvah, say aleph, rosh, nidorim, davdal, amad beis. That the posef, v'ochlu, osam, asher kubar behem, includes achilas yisrael, b'kochim kalam, ayin tzlach, beitzah 19b, what he writes, famous tzlach. Now, mitzvah achilas kochin, there are 2 dinim, kaya duva v'kamafursa. 1 din is the etzem mitzvah b'chilas kochin achilas gavra. The 2nd din is the mitzvah the kochin should be eaten, they shouldn't come to noiser, that's a mitzvah in the cheftza of the kochin. And these are 2 different things. There's the kiyum mitzvah al-yidei achilas kochin, that's a choyvas gavra. And then there's a choyvas achila, not mitzvah the etzem mitzvah achilas kochin, but rather that it shouldn't come to noiser, that's a mitzvah in the cheftza. Nafkamina gedoyla bein hani beis chiyuvim. That for the kiyum mitzvah l'choyvas gavro, you have to eat a kezayis. Otherwise, you're not yotzei dei chovas mitzvah l'tzei dei achilas kochim. But mitzad l'choyvas achila shel yovo lidei noisor, you don't have to eat a kezayis. For your achila, for your kiyum mitzvah gavro, midarf esen a kezayis. But for the mitzvah of the cheftza, that it should be eaten, you don't have to eat a kezayis. Just that it shouldn't come to noisor. The important thing is it should be eaten. Ma'ad yuv ha'maisa mitzvah achila. And therefore, even if you eat less, the ikar is it's eaten. Ayin beis alevi, minchas chinuch mitzvah kuf lamedalit. Also writes, mitzvah chilas kachim was only because ayis, chasim soifer, echaim, simin memtes, toisis yishanim en yuman daf lamedes, in the sefer shalmei simcho, of Rav Elberg, chilak al, simin tesvav, he discusses them, many svarim discuss this yisod. So according to this, we can say that the choyvas gavra v'chilas shlomim is only on the first day. The yom shchitasav is rikasav. And the Yom Sheni, there's no longer a mitzvah seh b'chila, and the whole thing, all that the Torah said, that if it's left over, you can eat it the next day, is that it shouldn't come to noiser, and therefore there's no mitzvah achilas kezayis, and there's no mitzvah achila on the gavra, there's only mitzvah on the cheftza, so that's, maybe that's what the Ramban means. On the first day, there's mitzvah on the gavra, on the second day, there's only mitzvah on the cheftza, that it should be eaten, so it shouldn't come to noiser. V'yesh la'ayin oid, לפי מה שאומרים שמצווה אכילת סוכות שבשלום הוא רק ביום ראשון, מה הדין בלילה של אחריו? If it's only on the first day, what about the night after? The night after the day that he brought the shlam and he did the shechit and the zrika. If that, that we say the kiyum mitzvah on the first day, does it mean only the day and not the night? It says, b'yoyim zivchoy. And we can say it means day and not night. Or, that we say on the first day includes the night also, because b'kotshim, halayla olich achar hayom, kedemavur b'duchti tuvo. And asach erder and shas ba'arbeh makomot kach katuv. So merely the night goes after the day, and there's a kiyum mitzvah on the gavro of the gavro even on the night afterwards. Non afkin yotin yom and laila. From the Chacham Tzvi, the aforementioned Chacham Tzvi that we mentioned, it's much that he holds that biyoyim zivchoy is only referring to the day, and not to the night. Lefi dvar the yikar mitzvah yom rishon, as he says biyoyim zivchoy, and that's only the day and not the night. And we can also say, based on how we explain the Torah's Kohanim and the Ramban, that the Iker Kiyum Mitzvah is on the first day, and that doesn't include night. B'yoyim Zivchot, only the day, not the night. Shekiyum Mitzvah, rak liyom, v'lo b'layla. However, we find שבאכילה לפעמים איננו אומרים שהלילה הולך אחר היום. We see that the night doesn't always go after the day. We see שלום גופה. It's even for 2 days and one night. And we don't say the second night goes after the second day. In Zvachim 56b, מה זבוכם אני יכולים ליהן אחד? Laila achareim. Avzvachan echol nishleim laila achas laila achareim. You might think that in the second day also the night goes after the day. Tamid lo v'anoyser. Ad yoyim. Ba'oid yoyim hu ne'echol. Ve'enu ne'echol lor shlish. You can only eat it that day, but not that night. So you see that sometimes in kachim the day doesn't go after the night. It could be that this mitzvah that you have in the gavra to eat it is only on the day, the first day, and not the night that follows the day. Now, according to the Ramban in Parashas Tzav, the kiyum mitzvah of achilas shlam is dafki yom rishon, ma din b'kotshei kotshin, shenecholim liyom uvelaila. In kiyum mitzvah shel achila efshar bein b'yom bein b'layla, or is oh damrin and daf agav dinechol yom b'layla, but kiyum mitzvah dafka b'yom b'lo b'layla. What do we say about kotchei kotchim? Kotchei kotchim that are eaten by day and then the next night. Is the kiyum mitzvah both by day and by night? Or do we say no? That even though it's eaten for a day and a night, but the kiyum mitzvah is dafka by day, not by night. So yes, it's eaten at night, but that's just that it shouldn't come to nicer. But the Iker Mitzvah is by day. In the Shita Mekubetzes, in Zvachim 56b, Oisches, he writes, Mefurish legabe kotshei kotshim, Dehaf al pi shekotshei kotshim nechon liyom v'layla, val Iker Mitzvah sen lecho b'yoyim! Af pi shenachon liyom v'layla, the Iker Mitzvah is by day. So you can learn from the Shita Mekubetzes that we don't say that the night goes after the day, then in kiyum mitzvah. And if there's a kiyum by day, there's also a kiyum mitzvah by night. We don't say that. He writes, kotchei kotchim ne'echolim v'yekor mitzvah see by day, not by night. The night is that it shouldn't come to nicer. So too by shlamim. The kiyum mitzvah is on the first day and not at night. And the Gabbai, the din of the Kiyum Mitzvah is not Afghanitin Kachim 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 Kalim. Both of them, the Kiyum Mitzvah is only on the first day. And then Afghanitin Kachim 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 Kalim, Kachim 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 Kalim is in the din of Achila Shalayobali Day Noiso. That by Kachim Kachim, it becomes Noiso Lamachros. So in order that it doesn't become nicer, you eat it the night of the first, after the first day. You need it the whole night by Kachim Kalim. In order that it shouldn't become nicer, you have another day to eat it. You can eat it that night and then the next day as well. Kenayev Shaloima. Avalad Varenu Yatse Davar Chadash Meod. Shekiu Mitzvah Shalachilas Kachim Efshirak Bachila Diyoin, Bein Kachim 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 Kalim. Vakol Achiluk, Bein Kachim 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 Kalim, Yerak Boisa Achila Shoisa Gadesh Loichol Ebed Noisa, Avalad Gabikiu Mitzvah Dachila. Comes out, according to what we're saying, a big chiddush. That the mitzvah of kachim, 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 kalim is the same mitzvah. Meaning, same time. They're both only eaten the first day. And the only difference between them is when you're allowed to eat until in order to prevent the nicer. By kachim, kachim, only that night, and by kachim, kalim, the next day as well. But otherwise, it's the key mitzvah is the same. I on the first day. V'asher l'fize yireh lomar sheyesh kama tanaim b'din ein mevi'im kachim lebeis ha'psul. There are a number of tanaim, a number of conditions in the din of ein mevi'im kachim lebeis ha'psul. Number one, like Rashi writes in Psachim 89a, they come in mayit ba'achila d'shlamim. And therefore you can't make a tanai that it should be either a Pesach or a shlamim, and you eat it l'yoyim v'layla, and you burn the noiser. If it's shlamim, it's not yet nicer. And you're sorry for kachim kshayrim. V'mamayit ba'achila, yuchal lahavi lidei sreifasa koydem azman. That's the problem over here of mevi'im kachim lebeis ha'psul. And you make it tonight that it should be either a shlamim or a pesach. It turns out if it's a shlamim, you're going to end up burning it earlier. We also have the chacham tzvi and simon kuf nun aleph prepared with tivei Rashi. Who says that if someone says to a servant, "Say v'shachot alayis ha-pesach," and he doesn't remember if it's supposed to be a gdi or a tle, he doesn't remember which animal. So you can make a tanai and say, if the adam wants a gdi, then the Gdi should be a Pesach and the Tle should be a Shlamin. And if the other wants a Tle, then the Tle should be a Pesach and the Di will be a Shlamin. Why? So Rashi says, the Muzgo, the Sograim, in parentheses, which is taken out by the Ma'aram, Shememayit Bachilosai, Kochilat Avarabos Alalim Shem Sofik Pesach, Achad Minay Shlamin, Yememayit Zman Achila. Because one of them is a shlamim, and you're only allowed to eat it bizman haPesach. You're going to be missing out on a whole day of eating. Ma'aram is taman Rashi. Because at night the rabbi is going to come. He's going to know which one is his. And therefore, the one that's his is taka going to be eaten. Like the Pesach. And the other one can be eaten for 2 days. Like the Shlamim. So Maram doesn't understand what's the problem. He's able to eat the Adam will say which one is he intended to be the Pesach. That one will be eaten for 1 day and the Shlamim can be eaten for 2 days. What's the Mamayit Zman Achilos of the Chacham Tzvi? Comes to me of Farish Divrei Rashi. So Rashi is correct. Because Hein Emes, afterwards when the Rav comes at night, he's going to be able to eat that night. And also Lemachar, you're going to be able to eat the Shlamim. That's eaten Shnei Yamim Belayla Echad. However, what about during the day? What about in Yadalid? With Dalid, you're not going to be able to eat the Pesach. In Yadalid, you're not going to be able to eat the Shlamim. Why aren't you going to be able to eat the Shlamim? Because it's Safek Pesach. Alt Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat the Pesach in Yadalid. Alt Shlamim, you're allowed to eat it. So you're Memayid Zman Achilasa. That's what Rashi means. You're Memayid Zman Achilasa on Erev Pesach. You're not going to be able to eat the Shlamim. And the Ikra Mitzvah is by day, like we saw in the Ramban. So your mom is losing out on the Ikra Mitzvah. And if our understanding is correct, and that's Mamish, it's not only the Ikra Mitzvah, that's the only Mitzvah on the Gavra is on the first day. And afterwards, there's no more Mitzvah, it's just a Mitzvah that it shouldn't come to Neisser. It's not Shver, the Kasha, the Maram. The Baal HaBayis is going to be able to tell you which one's his, and you're going to be eating the Kachem, the Shlamim for 2 days. Yeah, but what about an Erev Pesach? You're going to be missing out on a Chil Shlamim and Erev Pesach. Not only that, you're going to be missing out on the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah in the Gavra is only on Erev Pesach. Meaning it's only on the first day. And after there's no more mitzvah to eat it, the mitzvah of the Gavra. Only on the Chepta that it should be eaten. That's Rashi's problem. In other words, that's also a din and Ein Mevim Kachem, the base of Psu. Not only that you're going to burn it early, but you're Memayid Zman Achila, you're not going to be able to Mekayim the Mitzvah properly. Either again, you're Memayid the Ikar Zman HaMitzvah, primarily it should be in the first day, and if not, even on the second day. Pashtus Divrei Ramban, or even more, that the only Mitzvah of the Gavra is on the first day. Rashi's even better if the only mitzvah is on the first day, because that's mamash a problem. If the ikar mitzvah is on the first day, the seder is the shlam, you didn't eat the first day, so at least you'll end up eating it not the ideal time. But if the only mitzvah on the gavra is on the first day, then bevadai you can't make this tonight. It should be that if it's a Pesach, it should be a Pesach, and it's shlamim, and then the adam will tell you afterwards which was which. Because sof kol sof, during the first day, you weren't able to eat the shlamim, which is then you missed out on the mitzvah of achilas gavra. So we have two reasons why it's usher to make a tanai and a carbon shememayit ba'achila. Two reasons why you're not allowed to minimize the achila. One is because it's going to be burned before the proper time. Or you're also not allowed to be memayit zman achila, that you're not going to be able to eat it at the ikar time. Or that you're not going to be able to be mekayim your mitzvah on the gavra to eat the carbon on the first day. Now, when you bring shlamim, as the Nedarim does in Erev Pesach, on the first day Yom Zivcho, you're going to be able to eat it. Gam b'layla, you can eat it until Chatzos. After Chatzos, you can't eat it mitam in maftirin. Even without the Avnei Nezer, as the Avnei Nezer, we had an Eitz according to the Avnei Nezer. You can eat it after Chatzos also. But even if you don't say like that, and you say that after Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat anything, it's still not a problem. Why isn't it a problem? It's not a problem because you can eat it until Chatzos. After Chatzos, you taka can't eat it until the morning. And then the next morning, you can continue eating it. So we said there are two problems in the Kachin Vesep. So one's it's going to be burned early. And the other is your Memayit Zman Achilah, so you're not going to be eating it when it's the mitzvah to eat it. And that was our problem with the Pesach, that you're not sure if it's a Pesach or a Shlamim. You're not going to be able to eat it. It might be a Shlamim, and you're not be able to eat it on Erev Pesach, on the side that it's a Pesach. But if you bring a Neder and a Dov and Erev Yomtif, you're set both ways, because as far as eating it on Erev Yomtif, so you can eat an Erev Yomtif. You know that it's a Neder and a Dov, it's a Shlamim, you can eat an Erev Pesach. You can eat it that night. You can't eat it from Chatzos till the morning, but you're not going to be burning it early either. Why? Because then you're going to be going to eat it all next day. And just the fact that you have a few less hours, that doesn't bother us. What bothers us either is that it's burned early, or that you can't eat it when it's the proper mitzvah to eat it. The Ikra mitzvah to eat it, or the only mitzvah on the Gavra to eat it. But the Dharma Dovah Snare Vyandav is neither. You're not burning it early, you're burning it when after 2 days. And you're also not, you're also going to be able to eat it at the Ikra mitzvah time on the first day. So that's the teretz of the Rav Elberg. That's how you're allowed to bring Nedarim Nedavos an Erev Yom Tov, an Erev Pesach. And we have no chash of any mevim kachim the base of psul. Because yes, either according to the Avin Nezer, you can taka eat it even after Chatzos till the morning. The name of Tiferet Brachos Rav Yekomen only applies until Chatzos, but after those you can eat again. And if you don't go with the Avnei Nezer, so you're allowed to eat it at the Ikra time, Erev Pesach, and you're also allowed to eat it morning the next day. It's not going to be burned early. And there's going to be a few hours in the middle, you're not allowed to eat it. That's not a problem with me being caught in the base of Sul. Just on this side of the Shittim Gubetzis, who holds that Kotche Kotchen, the mitzvah is to eat it by day, and at night, the eating of the night, it just shouldn't come to Neisser, we have a Mishnah Menachos that says that if Yom Kippur falls on an Erev Shabbos, the Sayer is eaten that night. La'erev. So you see that there's a, you can't eat it on Yom Kippur. So you see there's a mitzvah to eat at night. You can't say that the whole mitzvah to bring a sar in Yom Kippur. And the only reason you're eating it is that it shouldn't come to Nisa. There's no mitzvah achila. Mistabra at all. It's mistabra there's a mitzvah achila. The mitzvah achila is tak at night. So Mr. Velberg discussed at length in an article in the Hapardes Torah Journal in Shvat, in the year Tavshin Memches, 1988, Simon Lamed Aleph. And this is a part of a much broader topic. In my neighborhood here in Eretz Yisrael, I have a great Gaon, who's the Rav of my community, Rav Horowitz. So tomorrow, he's giving his Shabbos Hagadol Drasha on this sugya, and he is going to say pile pile plos. I only know that he's talking about this because he was mefarsim the Mara Mekoymis. So he was doing some hachana before the Shabbos Hagadol shir. And I see this is also discussed at length by the great Rav Yehoshua Geltzahler, who was the son-in-law of the Michtav Meliyahu, Rav Dessler. He was a Rosh Hashiva, he had a Yeshiva in Queens. He lived here a few years ago. Very, very big Talmud Chacham, a large set of Sfarim Emunas Yehoshua. So he discusses this in the Yerushalmi, on his parish on Yerushalmi Shvius, Simon Kuf Dalid. And hopefully maybe we'll see that in a future share, what he says over there, I hope. And hopefully we'll continue. We'll nachzor v'nishna perigzeh. But I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.